Yeah, we think about all those things. And actually, this time, we are using the album release to be a metaphor for that experience. Mm-hmm. So we're calling it The Big Bang, which is going to be an art rave that we throw in New York. And it's going to be really big. And we're going to have basically an exhibition of all of our collaborations with Jeff Koons and Marina Abramović, Robert Wilson, and Inez Invenoud, plus some local performance artists and some artists internationally that will come in and perform for the fans. And plus, I'll perform that night in the middle of all this art.
Very cool.
So basically what that will be is an intersection of all the things we've been working on, and the app being one of those very big things. And actually, I have worked harder on this app than I've worked on many things in my life. And
most apps, not to interrupt, but today seemingly have just like, they're the new liner notes. Like, since there's no physical CD anymore, a lot of people just have an app because the label says, well, you have to have an app now because everything has an app. Everybody's got an app.
But they're kind of
half-assed.
But
when you click on it, yeah, there's not a whole lot there other than maybe a couple of photos and some, you know, one step deeper for the artist. But for you, this app is a whole other thing.
Well, the first app that ever came out for an artist was done by Bjork. And she did a fantastic job. It was really beautiful and very innovative. But we wanted to take things a step further and create a hybrid, something that wasn't quite the Bjork experience and something that wasn't quite an experience. Like, for example, Johnny Cash also had an app. So basically what we did is we created something that we really love, that we felt tapped into the fans and their culture. So there's two engineering systems that come with the app on November 11th. And one of them is a DJ engineering system.
Mm-hmm.
And we call it Trackstar. And the other one is a art engineering system, which we call Art House. And these two programs, in Art House, you can make your own sculptures. And on Trackstar, you can make your own music by just drawing it like a painting. And
wow, cool.
It can be used by, you know, someone that's my age, I'm 27, or, you know, a 9-year-old can sit and make art and make music themselves and share it with their friends that they meet all over the world.
So it's shareable through the app, too, for monsters.
It's an interactive experience. And
can you pop in and listen to your fans and the work that they're doing at all, or can they send it to you? I guess I could send it.
Well, yeah, there's going to be exhibitions and then live streamed DJ sessions. So you can record your drops and then go in and drop your drops with people
cool.
from all over the world, and you can see where they are and where they come from.
Wow, that's very cool. What about your tour?
Well, that won't be for, you know, maybe a couple of months at least. I'd like to get through the album release. And also, you know, we built a lot of fashion technology, some incredible pieces that will be debuting that night at the Art Rave too. There will also be fashion shows and all this amazing work. We're really excited. And actually, I'm really excited to announce, I can tell you here, this is exclusive.
Yes.
I saw that iTunes announced that I'm headlining this year for the iTunes Music Festival.
Nice.
But what I haven't told you yet is that we will be doing an hour of all new music.
Whoa.
That's great.
You must love that.
Yeah, I'm so excited. I told
everyone. Where else can you get a venue to do an hour of all new stuff?
I said, if you have me do an hour show after this single comes out and you guys make me sing all my old records, I'm really going to be mad.
Right.
Because I worked so hard on this music and I've spent years on it now.
Yeah.
And it's going to be thrilling and exciting for me to be able to play it live for the first time. And then the fans will fall in love with it through the live performance and hopefully love the record and want to buy the HQ versions of each song.
Oh my gosh, it's so tech.
Yeah,
right?
Totally.
If you're a starting artist and you're listening to this interview and Lady Gaga's laying out, you know, what she's doing. Just take notes.
Yeah.
I mean, this is how it's all headed this way. Very well architected, to say the least.
Thank you. That's very sweet. We're very tired.
I can imagine. It's a good thing you have a new bionic hip.
Yeah. Right. And also this painted face makeup, it covers up all of the dark circles under my
please.
Eye.
You've never looked better. You really haven't. All the meditating and all the healing or the recovery, rehab.
Marina,
you wear it well.
Marina saved my life. I mean, you know, Marina Abramović, who actually, this video that you saw, this is from a Kickstarter video that we did together to help support the Marina Abramović Institute. And she calls me Gagovic, so sometimes when I talk, I get confused because I hear her, you know, in
her
Yugoslavian accent.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, she really saved my life because I felt polluted for a while by fame. And my time spent with her, she spent cleaning cleaning my spirit and cleaning my house. And
no kidding. And what do you feel like now?
I feel less
polluted,
high all
less
the time.
High on fame?
No, less high.
High, I mean, literally.
High, literally. I mean, she sobered me up a lot, and
wow.
I stayed very committed to her as a student, and I found that discipline and that sense of ambition that I've had inside of me since I was very young. I found it again
in
a way that I have never felt it before.
Can I remember?
Yeah, well,
I'd like to feel all those things.
That will never work for you.
You know, the thing is as well, it's not easy. It's not like you said, it's not talk therapy. I went out in the woods for 3 hours blindfolded, and I had to find my way back, and I, you know, stood for an hour in the river.
You're not kidding, huh?
Yeah. Well, it's concentration and it's commitment. And for me, it's if I'm committed to my work and if I'm worth my salt as a songwriter and as a performer,
right.
Even if I'm a pop star, can I change what that means if I'm more committed than anybody else?
Did you make your way out blindfolded of the forest?
Yeah.
She's here
now. We have footage of it. It's actually hysterical because you just see the leaves. You just see the just brush
and
moving. And then you just see this naked ass rolling out. And I had thorns. I had bites all over me and spider bites. I was itching for a week after. But, you know, because I took my clothes off when we did it, because when we went out into the woods, I had this nice white outfit on, and it was covering my body. And as I was walking, you know, you get a sense that you have some armor on if you do.
Start to peel it off.
Well, I said to myself.
You start to feel that your clothes are there.
Holding you back?
They're holding you back.
I felt that they were holding me back, because as I was walking, I was thinking, well, I'm really knocking this tree over right now, and I'm sort of disrespecting this tree and ripping the branches off of it as I'm trying to get through the forest, even though I can't see. So once I took the clothes off, you know, if you reach your hand out, you feel a thorn, you approach the tree in a different way.
Right.
And these were the sorts of things that I was really interested in. I wanted to get in touch with my real pure animal naked side, because you can be interesting and you can be provocative and you can be avant-garde and be minimal.
I'm taking my clothes off.
Yeah,
Let's take it off, everybody.
We support that.
We're talking to Lady Gaga for just a few more minutes. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go this long with it, but I just love you so much. Your music and just talking to you. This is a movie that I want to see. This is like a modern day musical Rocky.
The good news
because
is,
you got hurt. You were at the top of your game, and then you got hurt with the hip, and then Rocky, where you went to Russia.
Yeah.
The montage is so good. You're naked in the forest with bug bites.
You know, the funny thing is, we made it into a movie.
Did you really?
Yeah. It just so happens that as it all was going down, Terry Richardson had been traveling the world with me during the time, and he got it all on film.
Like from the injury on?
So you have like this documentary style time-lapse
from...
Yes, and
he filmed the surgery as well. And
is that going to come out?
Yeah, we have a feature film that will come out.
Oh, that's what I'm talking about.
That's what you want to see.
The Gaga, like Rocky, like, and look at you now. I mean, you're just like, you seem better than ever. Like, I've never talked to you this clear. Because you seem younger, like you said, you tapped back into your real love of all of this.
Yeah.
And you're less high on fame and less high literally. And you're excited about art pop and everything it represents.
Yeah. And also, you know, that
you're Yoda, dude. It's unbelievable.
A young Yoda.
As a pop singer, you know, because you were, you know, such a pop cultural figure, especially during a time when pop music was very big, right? So you know that they try to put us in a box of, you know, since the beginning of what pop music was, it's
right. It was called TRL.
Song.
That was the box, literally.
Right. So
come to that
exactly.
Window.
So for me as an artist, every time I put an album out, there's this thing that happens where, you know, the public or the label, not so much the label, you know, they're being fantastic,
but they're here in the room
too. Really try to push you down, back into the box, right? And I won't ever be inside the box. And that's why my fans fell in love with me in the beginning. And that's why I fell in love with them, because they were outside the box as a fan base.
Right.
And that's really what art pop is all about, is redefining the image of the icon. Is I don't have to be a girl that doesn't write her music and makes inconsequential pop music. I can write great music with great poetry and work with my young friends, and we can make something that's new, because it doesn't have to come from the machine to be great.
I mean, Lady Gaga, everybody. Awesome. Well said. Mm-hmm. I wish we heard that more. It's refreshing to hear in modern day pop music. Thank you so much for coming in today. It's so good to see you.
Thank you.
The album comes out November 11th. That date's not going to change, is it?
No.
And the movie? When is that movie going to come out? You naked in the forest, making your way out blindfolded.
Well, I'm sure we'll use footage from that, because we filmed that whole experience and all my experiences with Marina. But there's a lot. There's footage from the tour, footage from us. To be fair, there's a lot of nudity.
Perfect.
Because I, you know, I that's how I work.
Right.
I work
naked,
naked
mostly.
And smoking and drinking and mm-hmm. writing. I like to feel free and I like to feel...
As you should. You've earned every right to do all of that.
You know what? Thank you. Because that's the only thing I feel I have the right to.
Absolutely.
And that's what I tell people. I say, you know, if anything else, I would just like to be left alone.
You think you've earned that
while
right?
While I write my creative freedom is the most important thing to me.
Right.
That's what I say. If I can't make the kind of music...
If they take that away from you, you're in trouble.
I don't want to make it at all.
Right.
Why even make music? I'm not interested in making music so that people have fallen all over me and tell me I'm fantastic. I make music because I love music.
Right, and the process of making the music and the way you do, it's fun for you.
Well, yeah, it's...
There's nothing more fun than that.
I have to. If I don't, it's like, do you have to breathe?
Right.
I have to make... I'm obsessed with music. If I didn't have music while I was on the Born This Way ball, I never, ever would have been able to finish that tour. It was the ability to make the records after the show, staying up all night. We built a studio in my hotel room everywhere we went. So that's, you know, a lot of what Terry filmed is us just, you know, setting up...
Building, breaking
setting
down.
Up equipment.
Most of that became art pop, right?
No, the whole thing became art pop. Right. And the film is actually essentially the making of this album through the experience of this kind of downfall moment in my life mm-hmm. where, you know, it's actually, there's... I don't want to give away too much, but I don't even know if it's in the movie yet. But, you know, there's this one time when Swanson and Terry came to film me, and I was in Chicago in my apartment, and you would not believe my apartment. It's smaller than this room.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like to live very fancy because it makes me think like a rich person. You know, I don't like to think like a rich person because it's not good for my creativity. So I just like to be...
The poor realtor that has to deal with Lady Gaga.
Right.
Oh my God, yes, I got Gaga. She wants an apartment in Chicago.
Everybody was screaming
30 grand
at me
a month.
Today.
And she's like, no, she wants the 800 square foot box.
Right. No, that's exactly right. And everyone was screaming at me today because we're staying somewhere that smells like mold.
We won't name names.
They're all really mad at me. They're like, Gaga, can we just stay in a nice place, please? You're a pop star. You're an international pop. They're like, well, I just feel, I can't think.
Right. Why are we at the Village Inn? This makes no sense. You're so famous.
Yeah, we're really happy and we're so excited to have the new music on the radio. We've been just dying to play it for you. And I can't wait for iTunes Music Festival. It's September 1st and you can watch it live stream on iTunes. You can pre-order the album now and you'll be able to hear all the music.
And again, 1 hour new music, mm-hmm. which you told us today, which is a great exclusive to have.
Yes.
Well, great.
And there will be a series of tweets notifying you about acceptable attire for that event.
Okay.
Due to recent events.
Okay. After this conversation, I was thinking any attire would be something. No attire would be the announcement. We could do this all day, but the more I talk, the more I get electrocuted because we're supposed to play 50 songs an hour. We love you, Lady Gaga.
We'll play those songs. Support those artists.
We definitely will. Thank you so much. It's great to see you.
Thank you. You too.
Wake up with Carson Daly.